Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Oh, pain in the grass.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for a big, big event this summer, you got it. Labor Day weekend, 3 days at the White River Amphitheater. And we're back in a big way with Pain in the Grass.
Huge way, BJ. We're going to get to see Incubus and Sublime on Friday, Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, a bunch of other great bands, Bush as well.
Bush.
Fresh off of their appearance in Woodstock 99.
Dude, I watched that. They saved Friday night.
They did. The savior.
Gavin Rossdale is a savior.
And he's going to save Saturday night at Pain in the Grass.
Yeah. My girlfriend also did not know who Bush, who Gavin Rossdale was. And she's like, who's that guy? And I was like, God dang it.
Right.
Now she loves Gavin Rossdale and Bush.
Well, then don't tell her to come because he hasn't aged. Or if he has aged, he's like fine wine because it's just stupid. He's still like the dreamiest guy. But they're going to be there on Saturday, and then Sunday you got the Glorious Sons. You've got Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood. It's going to be a great time, BJ. Can't wait.
Oh, man, yeah. And don't forget the BJ and Migs private party, which you can see the first ever BJ and Migs weenie toss as we're giving away something.
We're giving away trophies.
Yeah, that's it.
Championship belts, courtesy of Rocky the Seawolf, a.k.a. Red the Chicken Man.
Yeah, and look, we got some free little drinks for you, a little chow for you, and free T-shirt. And, yeah, you'll be tossing weenies if you want to, or watch people toss weenies. It's a great time.
Man, it's just a great way to get away from all the insanity that's happening at Pain in the Grass and come hang out with us for a little bit.
You want tickets? You want info? You know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Turn down for tacos. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, time to turn down for tacos. Could turn down for tamales?
If you want to. I mean, okay, it's still good. A T, so it works out, yeah.
I have a frozen tamale in the...
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice. Good job, buddy.
Yeah. Very excited to eat
I'm actually kind of excited for your tamale, too.
Yeah.
It seems weird because I'm not going to eat it, but you will, so great.
You can watch me eat it.
Can I?
Oh, yeah, that's
weird.
A video.
Yeah, I got weird. All right, fine. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Chris in Tacoma. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. Get out! For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Nice. Who was famous for having the nickname the Crocodile Hunter?
Steve Irwin.
Yes. How many states does Yellowstone National Park cover?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. Lori Metcalf played which character on the show Roseanne?
Oh, pass.
Dry ice is a frozen form of what gas?
Liquid nitrogen?
No.
Or CO2?
I don't know. What is CO2?
Carbon dioxide.
Yes, then you are correct. What Ridley Scott movie features Tom Cruise trying to save the last unicorn?
Oh, pass.
What two colors are on the flag of Israel?
Blue and white?
Yes. What year of the late 90s did Tiger Woods win his first Masters?
97.
97, yes. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State?
Michigan.
Yes. Monterey Bay is located in what body of water?
Pacific Ocean?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
Not too bad, buddy.
No, not pretty. Yeah, that's pretty good, and he's smarter than me. Telling me those things that I don't know. You got to answer it the way that I have it written down here, buddy.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're all gone. It's
yeah,
over.
Yeah. He had to clarify that answer there on that one. But guess who's back? Back again.
Here.
Yeah.
Steve is back.
Yeah.
Tell a friend.
Tell anyone you want. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Who is famous for having the nickname the Crocodile Hunter?
Steve Irwin.
Yes. How many states does Yellowstone National Park cover?
Two.
No.
Three.
Yes. Laurie Metcalf played which character on the show Roseanne?
Laurie.
No.
Aunt Becky.
No.
Aunt.
No. Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Carbon dioxide?
Yes. What Ridley Scott movie features Tom Cruise trying to save the last unicorn?
Oh, crap. What is that called? Outer space.
No.
I can see it, but I can't think of the name. Oh, crap. I didn't like the movie. Pass.
Oh. What two colors are on the flag of Israel?
White and green?
No.
White and yellow?
No.
White and red?
No.
What year?
White and blue.
Yep.
Damn it.
What year of the late 90s did Tiger Woods win his first Masters?
Well, you're in the what?
Late 90s.
99.
No.
98.
No.
97.
Yes. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Wolverine State?
Michigan.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You lose 7-5.
Oh, nice work, Chris.
Right on.
Yeah, appreciate that. That is fantastic. I love that. Oh, man. Perfect.
Wow.
Well, Steve, you know, I think we should celebrate in the proper fashion.
Nice! Yeah, I love it because Chris was still able to win, even though I was very confused when he answered correctly for the dry ice one because he said CO2. And I was like, what is that? And he had to tell me carbon dioxide.
Oh, I'm so happy. Funny. So happy he got 7 right, because if he got 6 right, I would have had to come to Steve's defense just because of the way you asked the question about the Roseanne character.
Why?
Because Steve is not wrong. She is the aunt. Yeah, she's the aunt. She's Aunt Jackie.
Yeah, no, you got to say the Jackie part. Jackie. Yeah,
I wouldn't even be willing to fight that one.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, look at that. You got no backup on that one.
Okay, well, Steve, if you wouldn't take the free win, then I'd be like, I'll play my song.
I'm not opposed to a free win, but I would felt weird.
Yeah, thank
especially
you.
Since I already established I knew it was an aunt and I was throwing names out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fine.
Does anybody know the Ridley Scott Tom Cruise movie where they save the last unicorn?
Is it Intergalactic?
I must say
no.
Last Samurai.
The Last Samurai? Yeah, he goes to ancient feudal Japan to kill.
That's what he does.
No, The Last Unicorn was the animated one, which is a fantastic movie. No, this one was Legend.
Legend.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an early one, so.
Wow, I don't even remember it.
Well, you can go back and watch it. It's probably somewhere.
Is it good?
I don't know, do you?
What was the name of that one that he just recently, like, it's not super recent, within like the last 5 years of him doing a space movie?
Oh,
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise did a space movie.
Yeah, he did. And now I'm just totally drawing a
blank. Well, I think of Edge of
right
Tomorrow.
Now.
I mean, that was on Earth, though, when they were fighting the time travel monster
maybe
creatures.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That,
is that the one you're thinking?
Oblivion?
Oh, Oblivion. That was the one. Yeah. I knew it wasn't Edge of Tomorrow, which was a great movie.
Oh, yeah that was a space movie.
Oblivion
you're right.
Sucked.
I mean, it wasn't really a space movie because he was on a planet the whole time.
But that was
but,
the movie
but
I was
it thinking. He eventually did go to space, so okay. Fair. I think you're right.
Where's another planet? If you leave Earth, where is it?
He was an astronaut. You're right. I forgot they went in space in that movie. You never liked Oblivion.
That's what I'm saying. I just said it sucked.
Yeah, he said it sucked.
That's another way to say I don't like something.
Where do you go to another planet? So where do you go? Space!
Okay. I just realized, yeah, he did go to space, didn't he? And you're wrong about that movie. That movie's it's a slow mover, but it's a good movie. I liked it. I thought it had a good...
So slow. How early did you fall asleep, Steve?
I don't even remember. But I lasted a pretty decent amount of time on that because I wanted to like it. I like Tom Cruise movies. And I was like, Tom Cruise in space? Sold. No.
It's just a little... It had action, but not enough for Steve's... not enough for Steve.
I think Edge of Tomorrow might be a good one, though.
Edge of Tomorrow's good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I like that movie.
Right, that had right a lot on. More action.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I love that one. Yeah. And plus, Tom Cruise dies a lot, so that's pretty great.
Yeah, he kicks ass.
Wow. There is so much hate for Tom Cruise in this room.
Little bit. Well, congratulations on your loss, Steve.
I'm a man of pure love for Tom Cruise. That's the only reason why I gave that Interstellar crap movie a chance.
That's not. It's that Interstellar's a different movie. That's with All Right.
What the hell is the movie again? I forgot the name.
Oblivion. It had Morgan Freeman in it, too. God was in it. I mean, for crying out loud, you want God and Tom Cruise. What else do you want from a movie?
Good. I want good from a movie.
I want good from a movie. Oh, I can't guarantee you that you're going to get good from a movie, Steve. Remember, your tastes are interesting.
I know.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. It is pretty simple. If you'd like to voice your opinion, be sure to follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you'll be getting the gong. And then we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Daryl and Everett, you are on The Rock.
Hey, so I should have called in earlier about, hey, I can't believe I didn't get fired for doing this.
Oh, what did you do that you should have been fired for, buddy?
We, a construction company, large construction company. We were remodeling a high school. This is quite a few years ago. And we had one of those big reach forklifts. This thing weighs in itself probably about, 10 tons. Damn. But anyway, we're up on the roof, and the boss is down below, and he's bringing up big units of plywood. We're blacking out this roof, so I figured, he took off for a second to go talk to the superintendent. We're up there. We got nothing to do. So I dropped this 2x6, ramped into the cab of the forklift. It's just sitting there idling. And so I start sliding blocks down it, filling the cab, just kind of as a joke. And after I filled the floorboard of this forklift with these blocks that we were using on the roof, I slipped it up onto the seat. I'm like, okay. And I slid the first block down. I'm like, wow, that was pretty close to the actual gear shift because it's on the column. And sure enough, the next block headed down the ramp, hit the gear shift, put the forklift in gear. It's idling. It starts heading off across the job site in reverse.
Oh boy!
And it ends up, so the boss is, I'm on the roof. We got a bunch of guys up there. Nobody's willing to jump off the roof to go chase down this forklift that's now heading across the job site. The boss has to jump out one of the framed windows of the building to get to the forklift, scramble across the muddy parking lot, gets in there. Now there's blocks all over the floor because you can't get to the brake pedal. And the forklift actually impacted another building. And wow. I can't believe I didn't get fired.
Whoa. Did he know you did it?
Yeah, all the evidence is right there. I'm on the roof. I've got, 10 other guys that are watching me do this. We're all standing around waiting for another unit of plywood. The only reason I didn't get fired was because I knew the boss. He's like a friend of the family. Okay. He still is. The funny part, the superintendent, though, was so intolerant of it, my kind of horseplay on the job, that they sent me home. And I was home for 2 days. I had to take 2 days off the rest of that week.
Oh, could have been a lot worse.
It was my second violation.
Damn, dude. Yeah, that could have been a lot worse. But it goes to show you, pays to know somebody.
Then we got a funny text. It's kind of on the flip side of all this, but the person said, "Have you ever been happy to see a coworker get fired?" We had a coworker. Oh, okay. This person said we had a coworker that was the worst. When she got fired, we had a huge party, a taco party. LOL.
Wow. Oh, hey. Yeah, I mean, and I might have been there. I'm sure there were times where people were happy I was gone. I would be betting on that as well.
Based on your stories, there were a couple of people that complained about you to the point where you were temporarily fired, and I got to imagine that they felt. At that time, I hope over the course of their time, maybe they realized that was a little much. But maybe at that moment, they were probably like, yeah, got him.
Yeah, I that you're absolutely right. There's one time I will say one of the people responsible did apologize.
You're right.
I think really well of them, as a matter of fact, because look, I've been there. You get angry. Also, I think that person definitely had a valid reason why they were mad at me. All of it made sense. And I think, you know, there's nothing like an apology, like someone going, hey, man, I am really sorry. I didn't want it to come to this. I was angry, but this sucks. And I'm really sorry it came to this.
That's cool.
The other person has never even admitted it. And I can't even confront them because it was a hearsay situation where a person said, I don't know if you know this, but this other person was involved and really involved, but don't say anything. And I'm like, well, that's great. Now I hate a person I can't even like try to resolve it with.
Well, I just went to that person's LinkedIn page and it's in their bio, got BJ Shea fired.
So really?
Yeah, they're very proud of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I can at least talk to them.
There someone that you saw that you quickly answered yes, you were happy to see somebody get fired?
Oh, yeah. It was. I've worked with many people in this industry that I was happy that they're no longer working with me. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I don't want to name names or whatever or even give a hint of where I was. I pretty much every job I've had, somebody's gone. I will. You know what? I'll tell you one person because I don't think this is a big problem. It was a former promotions department person that when Hair Club joined KISW, I was working for another station.
Uh-huh.
And Hair Club immediately changed everybody because, you know, he was like, I know what I want to do to make KISW a great station. So he brought in a lot of cool people. He made it amazing. This was before he decided to bring us in the men's room over. So we were still over at the Buzz. And all of a sudden, you know, the big, big boss, when Hair Club's like, all right, I'm going to get rid of this person because I just think I can get somebody better in this position. The big, big boss goes, well, I can't let that happen. So they would just bring him over to the Buzz and we get all the rejects that Hair Club pretty much didn't want. And, oh, man.
You got the coworkers from Wish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there was one person who was really horrible. And man, oh man, I complained because they were in charge of basically promoting us and making us better. And eventually, finally, the big boss got fired. And when the big boss got fired, which, by the way, that was pretty cool, too. When the big boss got fired, that person got fired as well. But I remember just hating Hair Club because I was like, if not for you coming in here wanting to make a better station, we wouldn't have all this crap. And he would laugh. And eventually he was like, don't worry, buddy, I'll figure it out. And, you know, he did. He eventually hired me over at KISW. So he did actually, Hair Club did do me a solid eventually.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone. I mean, one person I'm happy was gone because like that person kept their door open and would blast music, and they also would take our adult films that we had for giveaways.
Oh, I forgot about that person. Like,
I was just happy. Like I was like, I hope they land on their feet, but I could really be. I mean, it's a lot nicer not having that person around. I was not happy that they were fired. The one I remember, it wasn't even like I was happy that they weren't working with me at the time. I remember when I worked at the old station, we got fired. The guy that brought us onto that station. He, when we got fired, would not even talk to us. Like, he acted like as if we were already dead. Like, he didn't even come in and be like, sorry that this didn't work out. And we were there for hours after we got fired. They fired us, and then they let us, like, take as much time as you want because we got along with everyone. They're like, go to your office, grab what you need. If you got to come back tomorrow, you know, take however long you need. And everybody's coming in to say goodbye. It was kind of, it sucked, but it made things a lot easier to stomach knowing that, hey, there's a lot of people that gave a crap about us. It was just unfortunate circumstances. This one guy, the reason why we went there, promised us the world, didn't deliver on any of it. Then we get fired, partially because we never got the marketing opportunities that he promised us. He wouldn't even look at us. Just kept walking by. So fast forward many years later, he's working somewhere and he gets fired. I was pretty stoked he got fired. I ain't going to lie. I was like, serves him right, that son of a.
I think I know that person, by the way, too.
He started working here. And yeah. I wasn't going to hold a grudge, but when I first saw him, I'm like, hey, good to see you. Trying to like, you know, he's like, yeah. And then he started telling me about his last job. He goes, yeah, and I got fired. And it's like, it was just such a humbling thing. And people wouldn't even look at me. No one said goodbye to me, all this. And I just looked at him and go, kind of like how you treated me. And he just kind of had that moment where he was just like, saw a ghost. I was like, dude, you're going to bitch about something that you did to me? Karma. You know, I didn't say that part.
Shoulda.
But I said kind of like how you treated me. And he was just like, yeah, that was bad. I'm sorry. And I was like, we're good. That was it. Like, but at the moment when I found out he got fired, I was like, good. Serves him right.
Yeah. Boy, there's so many people, Steve, that I like all the bosses I've had who got fired. I, you know, now they're all tumbling back in my head. There's been a bunch of them, and they were all bosses. The ones that are not in the industry anymore, who were basically hired to tell you how to do this job, and now are not in the business anymore, and really, they're not in any business that really would qualify them to have any, you know, really any say in anything. That's what I've been redeemed. I've been vindicated to go, hey, look what that person's doing now. Look what they, you know what? And you let them try to run a radio station and look what right now they can't even run a temperature. Look at them. I mean, I go, it was right that I gave you such a hard time for having this idiot tell us what to do, because you'd have to fight all the time. And you go, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. I don't even think they know our business. And as it turns out, they really didn't, and they got fired very soon.
So for me, I guess it's just like, as long as you bid me farewell and don't steal my porn, I have no problem with you.
Yeah, you're a better man than me. You have less stories than I do on this one. You might have maybe two or three. I think I have at least, it could be like, it could be getting close to 50 people that I'm happy are gone.
Vicky, do you have anyone?
There was one girl. So when I worked at the restaurant, the last restaurant job I had, my cousin's the one that got me the job. But she had warned me, there is this one girl who, I will give her credit, she was like one of the best waitresses I've ever seen. But she was such a bitch. Like, she was just so rude to everyone, and everyone feared her. And so it wasn't until like I came in, and like the bosses really didn't like her either. And they're like, so how are you liking your new training experience? Because it was either my cousin or this girl who was training me. It's like, yeah, it's a little rough. It's a little bit more intense. And they're like, she's not very nice, is she? No, she's not. So I basically, like, not timed her out, because I was asked, like, how my experience was with her. And I was like, I don't. She's just very mean. Very rude for no reason to everyone else. But to the customer, she's sweet as pie. And then a few days later, was fired. And I may or may not have sang, ding dong, the witch is dead. Oh, it was so great.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I love our texters. They come in with the most important information ever known to man, BJ. I said earlier this morning, you guys were talking about memorable first dates. My now husband and I, our first date, ended up being with his sister as she gave birth to her child. That was our first date. She went into labor while we were heading to dinner, and he asked if we could have a rain check or if I wanted to come along. He said it as a joke, but I said, sure, why not? I know it's strange, but her husband was deployed. She had no family out here other than him, and I figured it would be fun for her to have a couple people there. Her sister and I are now best friends, and I think that night had a lot to do with it. LOL.
Oh, I'm sure. Are you kidding me? The husband-to-be taking care of his sister because nobody else is around? What a great first date for her to be able to realize this is a good guy.
And what a memorable moment. Yeah, you're never going to forget that date.
No, not at all.
You watched a baby pop out of somebody.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It is a way to put that.
Yeah, that's, I wasn't really thinking
that
about that.
That beats Outback Steakhouse, and Outback Steakhouse is delicious.
Yeah, that, I don't know, that could be horrifying, seriously. You know, you're a young person dating, and you see that, you may never, ever want to date again.
What if the sister, though? You don't know what kind of emotions, she's in labor, and she's like, who is this person you just brought?
Who's it, you brought your date? What?
I mean, it could put you in a better mood, or it could go horribly. He must have known his sister well enough to know that she wouldn't have freaked out if he showed up with a random person to the delivery room.
Do you know anybody well enough when they're in the state of pregnancy? My wife is a sweet human being, and she was, you know, she was ornery. She was ornery.
You see, my wife, nothing changed. She was the same person.
Really? She never gave you a hard time or anything, huh?
Not at all. I was very lucky. Like, looking back on it now, like, yeah, it was. There was no, like, massive mood swings. The only time where she was just not happy was that the epidural originally didn't work, so they had to give her another one. So, but she was just more frustrated. It wasn't like she wasn't screaming at anyone. She was pretty chill for the most part.
That's amazing. I mean, that really is amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
good for you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, don't get me wrong. It took forever because it was like an 18-hour labor. But there was never like anything like where it was like, oh my gosh, what the hell? Who is this person? She looks like my wife, but she's not talking like my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, someone says I took my husband his first date. My husband took a first date, not me, to get a vasectomy. That can't be
husband,
true.
Wait. The husband.
Back in his dating days.
Took somebody else. What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Husband, guy went on a date with a girl and for their date took her with him to go get a vasectomy.
Whoa. Wow. Wow, I mean, I guess that tells the girl, I guess you're telling her right off the bat you don't want to have kids. I guess that conversation happens on the first date.
And you don't have to stop and get condoms on the way home.
Yeah. No. Well,
I mean, you probably can't do
you
anything.
You can't do anything, no.
Wow, Steve's like, I'm ready to go.
All right, Tom, you test this out.
You will not be ready to go.
No. Public service announcement, my buddy did that, and you have to wait, I think, at least 2 weeks. That's how he ended up with baby number 3.
Yeah, I've heard stories of that where people have gotten a vasectomy, thought everything was good to go, and then all of a sudden the wife gets pregnant again.
Yeah, you got to wait a few weeks. So, yes, need the condoms.
Dang, man, this is a what kind of a first date is that? All right.
Did she go in the room with him? That's what I'm curious about.
Or is it? I don't know how it works with vasectomies, but it's like when you have a kid, you can cut the umbilical cord.
Oh,
no.
Wow, you're going to let the first date do the honors?
Would you like to cut the cord?
Don't.
Hard pass.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it's done, but it's a nice sentiment.
It's not held on the same kind of traditional level as
really don't think the doctor's going to let her go in there and do that, but, you know, nice thought anyway.
It is Les Wang.
Oh, Les Wang.
Isn't that a guy here? I know it was a joke, but I think there was actual, like, and then there's Dr. Snip.
Yeah, Dr. Snip, yep, there was that guy.
Man,
I don't know about Les Wang.
Vasectomy doctors have a very good sense of humor.
Yeah. Was there really a guy named Les Wang, or is that just to make him up?
Well, I'm Googling it, and I don't see it, so.
Oh,
there is a doctor of urology. He's Lester Wang.
Oh, maybe that's it. It's probably the urology doctor, Les Wang.
I mean,
come on. Yeah. I mean, really, you know, he should be one of those extension doctors, you know what I mean, or an ED doctor. That's because you really want more Wang, but you're going to go see less Wang.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's like, sir, I'm not sure I want to see you. You understand what I want to do here. I don't want less. I want more. No problem. Got you covered, sir.
I don't think there's another actor that's called All the Wang.
Yeah. Lots everything. Of Wang. All right. All righty. Well,
Mega Wang.
Mega Wang. All right, these are.
Yeah, apparently he used to be in Renton. I think now he's in Texas.
I remember hearing commercials for him and thinking, is this some kind of like goof?
No. So we really have a Les Wang who's a urologist.
Do you think he legally changed his name just so that he'd have that name? Like, or is it like a stripper stage name?
I would, just because it's great. You know what I mean?
Or was it just like, you know, he just knew from a young age this was what he was destined to do?
Yeah. I will be involved with Wang.
Better Call Saul, that's not his real name, Saul Goodman.
Well, let's go to a TV show to find out about how things can happen.
You get your best ideas from real life for television shows.
All right, then.
You watch that NCIS stuff.
All right, better get Wang.
Excuse me.
Okay, this is all perfect. This is all good stuff. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Somebody wanted to know, what is your favorite pizza place?
Ooh.
Locally or ever?
The Giorno's.
Is that a pizza place?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have pizza a place in the freezer section.
I like Mr. P's. That's a good pizza pie place.
Is that a
is
place?
Are these all frozen?
Yeah, these are like dollar frozen pizza.
I was,
yeah.
I was like, is it?
I think Mr. P was like a dollar when I was in college.
I don't even remember that one.
I think it was called Mr. P's.
Well, you were a little altered back then. It could have been. Who knows what it could have been called? I just know it was pizza, and it tasted good.
That's a tough
Mr.
one.
Yeah, Mr. Pease. Yeah.
It is a tough one.
The answer is Mr. Pease. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not that tough.
Oh, okay.
Talk about mine, man.
It really is a tough one. Because
it depends on the mood.
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Because last night we had Mod Pizza. I love Mod Pizza, but it's mainly because they have a great option for someone who's vegan, so my wife could get a pizza. I get the Caspian one, which is like their barbecue one. But like that's just like because it's like convenient and quick. But if I was going to go somewhere, and I did this, and my buddy gave me a hard time, I went with my buddy Matt Farmer from Defy Wrestling. I was like, hey, let's go get some food. He goes, where do you want to go? I'm like, you want to try this place called Wicked Pie Pizza in Puyallup? He's like, yeah, I've heard about that place. So we sit down. And he's looking at the menu, goes, did you invite me here because you have a pizza named after yourself here? And I looked at him and said, absolutely.
Yeah. Good call.
But also because their pizza's awesome.
Afterwards, can we just go hit up Trappers too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And try out the Migs roll.
Nice.
But yeah, with or without having one named after my, I love that place. Yeah. Their pizza's so awesome. And the people that work there are so freaking cool.
So yeah, Serious Pie, of course, is always a good one. I love, you know, it's a treat. Like if I really want a pizza treat, Serious Pie. Mia Posto here on Mercer Island.
They got
some other locations too.
They said, "What's your favorite?" You have
didn't we just identify that?
There's all different. Come on, Danny. Why are you getting so
come on.
Do one.
Jeez, Danny.
You're playing by the rules.
BJ's not even listening to you right now, so it doesn't even matter.
Yes, that's the problem.
Were you texting Steve a picture of the Kraken again? What the hell?
Yeah. I mean, that's just what we go to.
I thought
every
we said
day.
That it's difficult to make a choice, and so, yeah, but all right. Steve named two places you didn't get on his ass, but now you're on my ass.
Yeah, right?
Because I'm nice to him.
Yeah.
Hey, why am I defending BJ?
Yeah, thanks. Because you know what, Rev, you and I are out of the Danny Steve. Let's
well, yeah, it's true because I have three different pizza places I want to say, so it doesn't help.
Yeah, and Danny, Danny's mad because we didn't say Dion's because they didn't say what's your favorite.
I've
trash
never had
pizza.
Dion, so.
Well, yeah. Have you had trash? Have you been like a raccoon and just
eat
trash?
Oh yeah, I do eat trash.
Well, then you know what Dion's is like. Congratulations.
Oh, fair enough. See, I would go with Salamone's for New York style in Tacoma.
Hey, how you doing?
Then they got Puget Sound Pizza and Tipsy Tomato and Slice of Life. These are all really amazing places. For
Dino's in Capitol Hill. That place is good.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. Oh, that is a good place. I forgot about
pizza.
That. Danny, we ate there, right? You and me?
No, that was a different one.
We've never been there?
No.
You need to go to Dino's.
Yeah, yeah. The one we went to shut down.
Oh, well, that's how good that was. I don't know where I eat. I just like food.
Yeah, have you ever figured out that Mexican restaurant in Everett that you've been to?
Oh, man. Nope. Yes, they
told
me. That was
going to be stuck in his brain forever, just wondering that.
I think
jerk.
I made a note on my phone. Hold on. I might have made a note because I swore I was going to write it down. Oh, no, I didn't write it down. Uh-oh. Madre de Dios. Nope.
Failure.
I can't believe I swore I wrote myself a note so that I would know what the name of it was. It was Las Good Stuffias.
I don't think so.
I feel like, no, it's a great name.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.